Did everybody wash your hands after you took prasad? So then everything you touch becomes the vibration of your mouth. And that's what we call the rules of uchishta or jutta, where it becomes impure. The classic example is you sit down to share a nice breakfast with a number of people, and when somebody passes you the jelly, there's jelly all over the outside of the jar. And as you grab it, your hand sticks, and then you've got this goop on your hand. And anything that you would touch is going to get jelly on it. Well, it's the same thing every time you put your hand to your mouth. It gets your personal vibrations. And we've defined our attitude of respect, demonstrating respect through every action that we perform. And that means to offer with the greatest cleanliness and humility. There's another issue here, and that is that we make an offering to God and then receive the prasad from God. Now, if we've touched our mouth, everything we touch becomes our prasad. So that's just the opposite. Rather than taking prasad from God, we are offering God our prasad. And that's not what we want to do. So every time we take some food, make sure to wash your hands, especially if it's prasad in the temple. You're going to touch a book afterwards. You may touch something else. Everything would get the impurity of having touched your mouth. That's why we observe as another way of demonstrating our respect, through attentiveness. We keep this bhav about us. We pay attention to what we're doing. And we don't sort of drive down the road and eat a sandwich and touch everything in the car and then offer that to others. Then everything has got the vibrations of our personal enjoyment. We're not getting prasad from God. We're giving our prasad to everyone we meet. And some people may not like that. For example, your guru, she wouldn't want to receive the offering of your prasad, necessarily. You would want to offer her with the greatest cleanliness and respect. So these are the rules of jutta, or the rules of uchishta. When something is taken first and the remnants are distributed, that's called uchishta. And that food is jutta, it's impure. Except if the guru took it, then we would love to have her impurities, because her impurities are such an improvement over anything that we get. If God has taken it, we would love to have the impurities from God, because, my goodness, anything that we have already, that's got to be an improvement. Every time you take prasad, you'll want to make sure you wash your hands. We're on page 50, and we're going to start the system of worship with Gayatri. Sushil and I had a very fun debate halfway across Nebraska, and Sushil is a Sanskrit pundit, and he wanted to put a song in Gayatri. I take Ga from the wisdom, and three of the three. And we all know the story of Vishwamitra, who was doing tremendous tapasya, calling on the Devi to come to him. He was calling on the Divine Mother to come. And Lakshmi and Saraswati and Kali were all sitting up in heaven saying, who wants to go down and see that meditating Muni? And none of them really wanted to go. So then they arrived at a negotiated settlement. They each sent their part. So that Gayatri is comprised of the three parts from the three goddesses, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati. And she manifests the wisdom of the three. Now, Sushil goes one step farther and he puts a song in there. So Gayatri is the embodiment of the song of wisdom of the three. So here is the system of worship with Gayatri. Let's begin reciting on page 15. and we'll show the Yoni Mudra. There are two forms of the Yoni Mudra. The first comes like this, and you make a little yoni, the womb of existence. The baby fingers together, the ring fingers folded back and together, the middle fingers crossed, grab the opposite tip with your pointer finger and press down on the middle finger and close your hand. And that makes a Yoni Mudra. And the second way is take your ring finger of the right hand and put it behind the middle finger and the baby finger in front of the ring finger of the left hand. Now, take your pointer fingers and grab the opposite on the right hand. You'll grab the ring finger, and on the left hand, the middle finger. You grab the ring fingers on both sides, and then push down on the baby fingers.
Grab the ring fingers where?
With what?
With the pointer fingers?
Wrong.
The ring finger and put it behind the middle finger and the baby finger. And then we're going to cross, pull on the ring fingertips, and push down on the baby fingers, holding the middle fingers together. You try to say it in English.
Can you do the first one?
One more time.
Baby fingers together.
Okay.
Ring fingers folded back and together. Middle fingers crossed. Now grab the opposite tips with the pointers and press down on the tips. And there you have. Let's go back to page 50 and we'll translate a little bit. The system of worship with Gayatri. Om, the Lord of creation is the seer. Gayatri is the meter, 24 syllables to the verse. Remember, now Gayatri is a meter. She is a mantra, and she is a goddess. And she is a style of mantra for every deity. Every deity has a Gayatri mantra. And then there's the Gayatri mantra, Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha. So, Om Bhur, gross perception. That means everything you can perceive through your senses. The Lord of creation is the seer. Ushnak is the meter, 28 syllables to the verse. Emancipation is the divinity, and the proclamations of delight are applied in offering. Om, subtle perception. The Lord of creation is the seer. Anushtup is the meter, 32 syllables to the verse. The light of wisdom is the deity. The proclamations of delight are applied in offering. Now, I want to talk to you about this Gayatri, Ushtuk, and Anushtup Chando. These three chandos always or often come together in various literature. And they don't just mean how many syllables there are to the verse. But what they also mean is Gayatri is the rhythm for the morning. It's the beginning. And Ushnik is the rhythm for the midday. Anushtup is the rhythm for the evening. So here you have the beginning of your sadhana and its effulgent radiance of the midday illumination, and then you have its completion in the evening. And these are the Gayatri, Ushnik, Anushtup, Chandang. We will get these three chandos throughout the Chandipat as well, even though none of the mantras are written in Gayatri or in Ushnik. So what they're referring to is the beginning, the middle, and the culmination of your spiritual exercise. Om, intuitive perception. The Lord of creation is the seer. Brihati is the meter. 40 syllables to the verse. The Lord of creation is the divinity. The great, full, complete proclamations of delight are applied in offering. Om, gross perception. Om, subtle perception. Om, intuitive perception. These are also known as the three worlds. All that can be perceived through the senses, conceived in the mind, known through meditation, through intuition, and beyond. The Gayatri Mantra The friend of the universe is the seer, Vishwamitra. Gayatri is the meter, 24 syllables to the verse. The daughter of light is the divinity. Gayatri mantra is applied in recitation to the seer, the friend of the universe, I bow in the head. To the meter, Gayatri, 24 syllables to the verse, I bow in the mouth. To the divinity, the daughter of the light, I bow in the heart. Om in the heart, I bow. Om gross perception on the top of the head, I am one with God. Om subtle perception on the back of the head, purify. Om intuitive perception crossing both arms, cut the ego. Om gross perception, subtle perception, intuitive perception in the three eyes, the ultimate purity. Om, I bow to gross perception, subtle perception, intuitive perception with the weapon of virtue. Roll hand over hand, front and back, and clap. Put. Om, gross perception in the heart, I bow. Om, subtle perception on the top of the head, I'm one with God. Om, intuitive perception on the back of the head, purify. Om, that light of wisdom that is the supreme, crossing both arms, cut the ego. Om, wealth of the gods, we meditate in the three eyes, ultimate purity. Om, may it grant to us increase in our meditations with the weapon of virtue, roll hand over hand, front and back, and clap. Om, that light of wisdom in the heart, I bow. Om, that is the supreme, on the top of the head, I am one with God. Om, wealth of the gods, on the back of the head, purify. Om, we meditate, crossing both arms, cut the ego. Om, may it grant to us increase in ultimate purity in the three eyes. Om, increase in our meditations with the weapon of virtue. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We meditate on that light of wisdom that is the supreme wealth of the gods. May it grant to us increase in our meditations. Arisen from Maheshwar, the great seer of all, residing in the heart of the consciousness that pervades all, equally in the wisdom of the creative capacity. It's Shiva, Vishnu, and Brahma. The goddess moves according to her desire. Now, this is the Atmaraksha. This is for the protection of the soul. Just to protect your soul, Om, the mantra beginning with the knower of all, etc. Kashyap is the seer, Trishtup is the meter, 44 syllables to the verse. Agni is the divinity. For the protection of the soul, these mantras are applied in recitation. Om, we worship the knower of all with the offering of love and devotion. May the God of purity reduce all enmity in the universe to ashes. And as an excellent oarsman, may he steer our ship across the sea of pain and confusion to the shores of liberation. Om, reliever of difficulties, protect us, cut the ego, purify. I am one with God. Om, creation, the beginning, cut the ego, purify. I am one with God. Now we have the establishment of the reliever of sufferings. And we're going to offer the flowers for each of the deities that we establish. Om, whose soul is the form of the entire universe, the reliever of sufferings, purifier of time or purifier in time, is the seer. Anushtup is the meter, 32 syllables to the verse. The establishment of the reliever of sufferings is the application. Om, the supreme consciousness whose soul form is the entire universe, an infinite wisdom and truth, who for the advancement of devotion assumes the form of consciousness, both male and female, Uma Maheshwar, consciousness and nature, whose one half is dark and the other half light, whose semen rises up, and who is the form of the universe with the three eyes. To that universal form, again and again, we bow down in devotion. With these scented flowers, on we bow to creative consciousness. With these scented flowers, on we bow to the knowers of divine wisdom. With these scented flowers, on we bow to the teachers of divine wisdom. With these scented flowers, on we bow to the seers of divine wisdom. With these scented flowers, on we bow to the exemplifiers of divine wisdom. With these scented flowers, on we bow to the wisdom of divine wisdom. With these scented flowers, on we bow to emancipation. With these scented flowers, on we bow to transformation, moving beyond death. With these scented flowers, on we bow to that which pervades all. With these scented flowers, on we bow to the universal being. With these scented flowers, on we bow to the cause of all. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we meditate on that light of wisdom that is the supreme wealth of the gods. May it grant to us increase in our meditations. And now we're going to worship the three forms of the Divine Mother, Kumari, and then Savitri, and then Saraswati. So first we start with the worship of the ever-pure one. Om, we contemplate the goddess of purity, embodiment of the Rig Veda, the form of supreme divinity. Situated upon the swan with Kush grass in her hand, she is situated in the regions of the sun. Om Kumari has an orange color with three eyes and the moon on her head of the color of melted gold. She displays various ornaments. She wears a red cloth and a red mala or garland. With her left hand, she gives freedom from fear, and with her right hand, she grants boons. You'll want to remember those. Freedom from fear, abhoy, with your left hand, and granting boons with the right hand. And that's what our Kumari does. Grants freedom from fear and boons. Om, grant fulfillment of all desires, O goddess. Remove all obstacles. Cause all peace, O goddess. We bow to you, to Kumari. Creative energy, the energy of the great seer of all, the energy of the terrible one. She wears three forms. Give freedom from fear and boons. Exposer of consciousness, we bow to you. Om Kaum, we bow to the goddess of purity. Now Savitri's mantra. Om, goddess of light in the form of Vishnu, radiating light of yellow color, appearing in a youthful form as the Yajurveda. She is situated in the regions of the sun. Om Saraswati is in the form of Shiva, appearing as an old woman riding upon a bull. Situated in the middle of the regions of the sun, she is united with the Samaveda. So we have the Rig Veda, the Yajurveda, and the Samaveda represented. This is called Veda Trayi, the three Vedas. Of course, Atharva Veda came later and is not included in the ancient literature. That was a later designation, separated from the Vedic literature. Om, the infinite beyond conception. Now, these are the Gayatri Samputs, and we're going to use Om as the Samput mantra. And every phrase will begin with Om. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. Om, we meditate on that light of wisdom. Om, that is the supreme wealth of the gods. Om, may it grant to us increase in our meditations. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We meditate on that light of wisdom. Om, that is the supreme wealth of the gods. Om, may it grant to us increase in our meditations. Om. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We meditate on that light of wisdom that is the supreme wealth of the gods. Om. May it grant to us increase in our meditations. Om. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We meditate upon that light of wisdom that is the supreme wealth of the gods. May it grant to us increase in our meditations. Om. Come, granting boons, O goddess, and be situated in me while I continue meditation and prayer. The three forms of wisdom are remembered in you, Gayatri. Come, granting boons, O goddess, the three letters of the word of the supreme divinity. Om, O mother, in the rhythm of Gayatri, 24 syllables to the verse, we bow to you as the womb of creation. Do we have any questions so far? Please.
The breakdowns of the syllables, like that last one, well, I understand the others where it'll say like 44 and 32, it's explaining the next mantra that's going to come after that. But is this one just explaining what you just said?
Where are you?
On 64, on Ayahi Borodedivi.
We'll say that one or any point in this entire part where it has parentheses and it would say a different breakdown of syllables to the verse. What does that mean, the next thing that you're going to say, the next mantra, or is that just...
We're talking about Gayatri Chanda, the rhythm of Gayatri. So that has 24 syllables to the verse. There are seven classical meters of Vedic Sanskrit. Gayatri has 6 to the quarter or 24 syllables to the verse. Ushnik, Anishtup, Trishtup, Jagati, Brihati, and Pankti. These are the 7 meters. So each of them increases by 1 syllable per quarter or by 4 syllables per verse. So Gayatri has 24 syllables to the verse. Ushnik has 28. Anishtup has 32, etc., etc. Each of them increase by 1 syllable per quarter of the verse or by 4 syllables per verse. So here they're saying Gayatri Chanda, the meter of Gayatri, 24 syllables to the verse.
Because I always thought that you would state that before you went into an application that would be in that Chanda.
No, not necessarily. It could be that we just talked about Gayatri Ushnak and Anushtup, meaning the beginning, the middle, and the culmination. So that's another application for using those 3 meters. Mm-hmm. It's the rhythm of life, not just the rhythm of the text. Mm-hmm. Are there other questions? Yes, sir.
I don't recall ever seeing a murti of Kumari or a picture. Is there a reason for that?
No, you haven't seen it. We do Kumari Puja here. We dress her up just like all the other Kumaris. There is a deity of Kumari.
Okay.
Yes. Bhavani?
I just wondered, when you say cut the ego and you put your arms like that, yes, what does that signify?
Like, it's a kavach, an armor. And what you do is you put on your suit of armor so that you can cut the ego.
Oh, okay.
You put on a suit of armor, like wearing the Devi kavach, mm-hmm, or the Siva kavach, or the Kali kavach. There's a kavach for almost every deity. In this case, we're putting on the kavach, the suit of armor that cuts the ego by establishing the mantras, crossing both arms. We're protected.
So,
yes?
So Gayatri represents that wisdom of the three, the wisdom of the three, but and then that's just it lists the 3 Vedas. So that's a link there to Gayatri, the Vedas being Gayatri, being the wisdom of the...
Vedas are a manifestation of Gayatri. Gayatri mantra is the root of the Vedas. It is the mool mantra of the Sanatan Dharma. It is the root of all philosophy. There is no time in our eternal ideal of perfection, Sanatan Dharma, there is no time where we don't want more wisdom. And that's why Gayatri, as a goddess and as a prayer and as a mantra, comes to us as the foundation of the Vedas. The Vedas go on to express what forms that wisdom takes. Gayatri Mantra is the essence of the Veda. Please, she is that light of wisdom upon which we're meditating. The gods found that to be their highest wealth. May we have more of her quality. Give us increase. That's why it's the root of the Sanatan Dharma, of the eternal ideal of perfection. There is no circumstance in which we don't need more wisdom. And it's a constant prayer. Give me more. Wisdom and love, those are the two things that you can never have enough of. Yes, Adya.
I don't quite get this on Poots. Is it just that you're ending with Om in one and you're beginning with Om in the next one?
No. Actually, what it does, it's on page 62 at the bottom. And the first mantra that you recite has Om after every phrase. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Om Tatsa Viturvarinyam Om Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Om Diyo Yona Prachodayat Om. And now we're going to go through and eliminate one Om with each recitation until the whole mantra is there. Now, as we do this, the Gayatri becomes infused with Om. And Om is that infinite beyond conception, that the sound of the universe, the sound of God. So she comes from Om, she goes to Om, she's in Om, and Om is flowing through her mantra. And then each successive repetition, we take out one of the Oms. It's really fun. Yes. Oh, go ahead.
It references the three goddesses, but it says it lists Kumari, Savitri, and Saraswati. Are those Vedic forms of the three goddesses?
Yes. Those are Vedic forms. They also stand for Mahakali, Ma Lakshmi, Ma Saraswati. So the three goddesses, they're one and the same. In their Vedic form, then we talk of Kumari. Kumari is most often associated with Kali. In fact, if you read the Sahasranam of Kali, or the Shatanama, the 108 names of Kali, you're going to find about 30 of those names begin with Kumari. So Kumari is most frequently associated with Kali. And you've seen the deity, I'm sure most of you have seen it, of Kali as a Kumari. It's a very famous deity, Kali as a Kumari. Savitri, of course, is the form of Vishnu. She comes as Satyanarayan in the morning light. She comes with the morning sun, and she rises to the midday sun. Saraswati, of course, is the same. Any other questions? Well, that's probably enough for tonight, then. Om Sang Saraswati Namah.